Oh, cruel TV. The end is near for 30 Rock, the Tina Fey comedy that created cult-like fans for hilariously inappropriate characters and dialogue. But Fey's Liz Lemon won't really die. She'll live on in countless comedies written by and starring women.
Jen Chaney wrote about it in Slate Magazine, and Jen joins us to reflect on the Liz Lemon legacy. Good to have you back, Jen.
Good to be back, Sean and Hillary. Thank you.
Let's first talk about Tina Fey and Liz Lemon and what they hoped to accomplish through this show. What was it?
Well, I'm sure if you asked Tina Fey what she hoped to accomplish, she would probably just say she wanted to make a funny TV show, and I think that she undoubtedly, clearly succeeded at that. But, you know, the piece I wrote for Slate was really looking at, you know, what did having a show that was centered around a woman, and not only centered around a woman, but really, you know, in the control of a woman. Tina Fey was the showrunner. She was writing. She was an executive producer. What did that do for other women on television? And I think, you know, we've seen more women being put in those kind of roles. You know, you have the Mindy Kaling project, which is a Mindy Kaling, literally a project that she undertook and is now on the air. You have Lena Dunham with Girls. And I think there have been a lot of encouraging signs where more women are given the kind of opportunity that Tina Fey got with what she did with 30 Rock.
Can you point to other women characters on TV in the past that were able to ignite the kind of change you believe Tina Fey did?
Sure. I mean, this is obviously not the first time that we've seen a show where there's been a female character that has really gotten people interested. I mean, you know, for heaven's sake, go back to I Love Lucy with Lucille Ball. I mean, but the difference there, though, was that she wasn't necessarily running the show in the same way that Tina Fey is. But certainly, you know, I Love Lucy comes to mind. I would say the Mary Tyler Moore Show comes to mind. I would say Roseanne comes to mind. You know, there are certain shows that have really been kind of significant moments for women on television, and I think 30 Rock will also be one of those shows that goes on that list.
So would Liz Lemon be proud of what Tina Fey has accomplished?
I am sure she would. And, you know, one of the things that I touched on in the piece that I think is maybe an important lesson is that the running thread throughout this show has been the relationship between Liz Lemon and Jack Donaghy, Alec Baldwin's character. And I think Tina Fey really advocates for, you know, the way for women to really be successful is to work successfully with men and to find men who champion them. And I think she's done that in her own life. And I think that in an obviously more dysfunctional and kind of weird way, Liz Lemon developed that relationship with Jack Donaghy.
No doubt, because at some point, you know, she would put aside her ideals just to play the boys' game and do it in her way to get ahead.
Exactly. She's not about reinventing the system. She's about working in the system to get what she wants. And I think that's exactly what Tina Fey has done.
Jen, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Jen Chaney writing about the end of 30 Rock in Slate Magazine.